Never before has popular culture espoused more positive messages for gay teenagers. Everything from the television show Glee's several gay characters to Lady Gaga's call to her fans to celebrate all of who they are. But coming out in the age of Lady Gaga may not be as simple as the pop star makes it sound. Rookie reporter Bibi, who's in middle school, takes a closer look.
Last year, a couple of kids at my lunch table were talking smack about gay people. So I got angry and said, "What if I'm gay?" I couldn't believe I just said that out loud. But then everyone started saying, "Ew, why is she gay?" So I took it back. Then at home, when I actually tried to tell my uncle the truth, he thought I was making it up.
I don't know that you are gay. You know, being gay is not a fashion statement. Being gay is a lifestyle. Just because Lady Gaga talks about it on an interview doesn't mean that every child nowadays needs to be gay.
Tonight, I want you to let go of all of your insecurities.
Lady Gaga says you could be whatever sexuality you want.
I want you to reject anyone or anything that's ever made you feel like you don't belong. Free yourself of these things tonight! Yeah!
I think Lady Gaga makes it less scary for kids to come out.
Whoa. Oh, oh,
but my uncle thinks that celebrities coming out of the closet makes being gay look easy.
Being gay is a very hard thing, and there's a lot of struggles you need to go through. That's something you need to think about.
Well, I don't do it as a fashion statement, though.
I know that I've been gay since I was like maybe like 5, and it's been very consistent throughout my life. I'm not doing it, you know, just to make all my other friends impressed.
I know I'm not faking it, but at my school, it's true. A lot of people do.
I just play around gay for fun. I'm not really gay, I just play around.
Sanab is known in my school. She's popular.
It's just fun, like, your friends who are not, like, with it, you mess around with them, and they be like, stop, and you just chase them around. It's like a game of tag.
Really?
Well, I'm not gay. I don't play around gay, but if you want to play around gay, then it's your opinion.
And that's Shantae for ya. I asked why she thinks people play around gay.
Maybe because they want to see how it feels, or they're happy that way, or they don't want to get pregnant, or they just want to try it out.
All of a sudden, it just started blowing up.
This girl, Najma, told me all her friends in high school were trying it out.
Everybody who I knew was straight in the beginning was saying that they were gay and they have a girlfriend. And I'm like,
now, don't think playing around gay is as easy as people make it seem. At my school, there are rules for being gay. 1, if you're not popular, don't even try coming out because kids will make fun of you. 2, you have to be a girl. If you are a boy, you can't even fake being gay. Kids will torture you severely. And 3, gay has to mean bisexual because in our school it's not cute to be an actual lesbian.
Are you serious?
What grade are you in?
I am in 9th grade. I'm a freshman.
I met Rachel at the LGBT Center in Staten Island. She came out at the high school I'm going to next year.
I did lose a few friends, and one girl pushed me downstairs.
Ouch.
I had a minor concussion.
You didn't end up in hospital, did you?
I didn't really think it was that big a deal. I didn't want to, like, make drama for myself.
That's the kind of drama my uncle went through when he came out.
Ask the questions.
He yells at me every time I bring it up.
You know, you cannot expect a person to be all happy and chipper and just jump up and down and then expect me to go back to a childhood I don't feel like going back to.
Okay. He's mad at me.
You know, explaining myself to people I don't even know.
But I know if I just go with the flow and keep listening, I'll get some good advice.
I was treated horribly in school because I was gay. I used to get robbed with knives and picked on every day. So I just didn't go to high school.
What do you think I should do?
About what?
About being gay.
Be gay. You know,
do you think I should come out to everyone else in school?
Telling everybody you're gay. There's really no need for that. There's no need for you to tell every single person in the world that you're gay right now at this point in your life.
I literally did not mean everyone.
It concerns me sort of that you're putting a label on yourself this early in life. You need to be careful. If you don't like to be bullied, be very careful who you tell.
Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Are you gay?
I mean, I guess I could be experimenting. But I made a bet with my uncle that I'm not faking it. So if I'm still gay by the time I'm 18, he owes me a lot of money. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter BB. P.S. I'm not faking it. Or at least I hope not. Because imagine if I lose all that money in the end.
Today's Radio Rookie story was produced by Courtney Stein, edited by Marianne McCune, and the mix engineer was Wayne Schulmeister. Tune in tomorrow to hear a Radio Rookie's perspective on being labeled mentally ill as a child. For more information about the series, go to RadioRookies.org.